Maharaj Parikit thought, "Due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect some difficulty to overcome me in the near future. I now desire, without reservation, that the calamity come now, for in this way I may be freed from the sinful action and not commit such an offense again." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord enjoins that Brahmins and cows must be given all protection. The Lord himself is very much inclined to do good to the Brahmins and cows. Go Brahmana Hitayacha. Maharaj Parikit knew all this, and thus he concluded that his insulting a powerful Brahmin was certainly to be punished by the laws of the Lord, and he was expecting something very difficult in the very near future. He therefore desired imminent calamity to fall upon him and not on his family members. A man's personal misconduct affects all his family members. Therefore, Maharaj Parikit desired the calamity to fall on him alone. By suffering personally, he would be restrained from future sins, and at the same time, the sin which he had committed would be counteracted, so that his descendants would not suffer. That is the way a responsible devotee thinks. The family members of a devotee also share the effects of the devotee's service unto the Lord. Maharaj Prahlad saved his demon father by his personal devotional service. A devotee's son in the family is the greatest boon or blessing of the Lord.